So first of all, the most obvious. You know what a cuckold is, but why do I append it with the word cupcake? Really, it's to make it easier to internalize the demeanor I want you to embrace. Of course, be submissive. But more than that, be sweet. As sweet as the buttercream frosting on the treat whose name you'll bear. Sure, in general, you should stay out of the bull's way, aside from whatever chores or duties he and your wife have decided you should embrace. Certainly avoid making a nuisance of yourself. But if he should pay you the great honor of acknowledging your existence, don't just be some monotone automaton. Smile. Smile sweetly. Practice a genuine, welcoming smile in the mirror. If you don't actually feel sweet when you see him, but are still struggling with feelings of jealousy and humiliation, think of something that does make you smile, like the thought that perhaps one day your wife may let you put your consolation prize cock in her pussy again, if she and her bull are feeling particularly generous. Fake it till you make it, and realize that it's not always about how you feel, but about how you behave. This will help him to feel welcome in the home that used to be yours. Next, if your bull is kind-hearted and wants you around more than usual, as long as he feels you know your place, be affectionate. If he comes home before your wife, offer him a kiss on the cheek and thank him once again for bringing true manhood to the house. Offer to give him a foot rub after a long day, or a full body massage, or a nice long session of deep throat head, whatever helps him unwind. When you address him, clasp your hands in front of you, down low, like around the level of your rejected genitals. Look at him by lowering your chin and raising just your eyes. You might even shift your weight to one foot and cock your hip a little bit, like you're freezing at the very beginnings of a curtsy. And don't forget that little smile. This is the way that young, sweet, submissive girls posture themselves, and it's both flirtatious and nice. And it will subtly communicate that you are more akin to that position than that of another man who may challenge his position in the house. It's also very charming and may just encourage the stud cock to feel not just tolerant of your presence, but indulgent. Lastly, avoid saying no to any request. If something is asked of you, even if it's outside of your immediate comfort zone, learn to say yes and to say it without hesitation. Too many no's can lead to rebellious thoughts, and rebellious thoughts can lead to rebellious actions. Rebellious actions can see you bounced out of the house completely. And let's face it, you're still in love with your wife and will do anything to stay in her life. None of this is easy, Cupcake, but nothing worth having is. And a harmonious cuckold household is worth having. I'm sure you can agree. To learn more about me and any knowledge and opinions I may have to share about the cuckold lifestyle, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com.